October, many moons ago. Can we please just take a moment to savor that music? Because it can only mean one thing. Gordon Goldsborough is back in the studio. He joins us now on the Weekend Morning Show. Gordon, welcome back. We missed you.
Well, thank you, Nadia. I missed you too.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. And lots of people have been wondering where you've been. And, and it's, of course, because you're working on your second book. So
That's
you
right.
need some extra time to work on that. But you haven't abandoned Manitoba.
No, I have no intention of doing that. I enjoy this too much.
Good. I'm glad. And we love having you here. Now, it's been a while, so you're definitely going to have to remind us of the clue from a
right.
month ago.
Okay, well, what I said is that we were going to discuss an abandoned example of a structure that once towered over many prairie communities. And what I was referring to was a water tower, and in this particular case, an old tower in the eastern part of Winnipeg that's emblazoned City of St. Boniface. By the way, people may not realize what that means. At one time, St. Boniface was a separate entity. It was a separate city. And it wasn't until the early 1970s that it became part of Winnipeg. Well, the citizens of St. Boniface needed water. And this tower's job was essentially to provide them with water. It was essentially a big tank up on four large legs. And the idea was that you could pump water up into the tank, but then gravity, which would push down, would create pressure. And that's why if you turn your faucet on in your home, the water pours out because it's under pressure. And that pressure comes from this tank.
How big is that water tower in St. Boniface?
It's about 100,000 gallons.
Wow.
And it's up to a height of about 100 feet off the ground. And see, the height gives it some sense of the amount of pressure that pushes down.
So how old is this tower?
Well, this is where it's an interesting story. The original one goes back to 1904. But the tower that's there today is actually from 1936. Apparently, I'm told that it was replaced around 1936. So that's around when it was put up. But that means that it's not the oldest tower in Manitoba, or not even the oldest tower here in Winnipeg.
Where's the oldest one?
Well, if people drive along Marion Street, they pass along the site of the old Union Stockyards. That's actually a site we've talked about in this series way, way back when. It was a place where they had cattle that the farmers would bring to market there. And of course, you needed to provide water to those cattle, so they had a water tower there. And if you drive along Marion today, you'll see still the old tower there. And again, painted on the side, it says Union Stockyards. That's the oldest in one of the province, as far as I've been able to tell. It was built in 1913.
Okay.
Which means it's over 100 years old.
Yeah. Where did the water in the tower come from?
Well, initially, when that tower in St. Boniface was first constructed, they actually got the water from wells. We tend to think today that water here in Winnipeg comes from the Shoal Lake in eastern part of the province. But initially, that was not so. It wasn't until the early part of 1910s, from 1913 to 1919, St. Boniface joined with some of its sister municipalities to construct an aqueduct from Shoal Lake into Winnipeg. And then there was a big 2-foot pipe that took water from that Shoal Lake aqueduct over to a pumping station right next to this tower, and then it would pump it up into this tank, fill the tank up, and then it could deliver the water. Incidentally, one thing I didn't mention too is that the other function of these tanks, in addition to providing water supply for people, was also to provide a large source so that if you had a crisis that you needed to address, let's say, for example, a building was on fire, you know, and you needed lots of water. Well, these wells that they started out with just couldn't supply enough water enough and fast enough. So having a big tank up in the air meant that you had a vast supply that you could use to extinguish these fires. So that was another important function for these water towers.
What about water towers elsewhere in Manitoba? Are they still in use?
They are, to some extent. I did a survey recently. I put together a list of places that I could find water towers in. And then I went down the list to see what their status was. I in some cases, I actually phoned around to the municipalities and I said, hey, your water tower, are you still using it? And in a few cases, they said yes. In fact, what I was particularly surprised by was only in a quarter of those cases were they still using the old water tower. In three quarters of them, they weren't. And in some cases, they had just recently abandoned it. And in some cases, they had abandoned it quite some time ago. But there seems to be a trend. Particularly in the last couple of years, a lot of municipalities around the province are upgrading their water supplies. They're putting in what's called a variable speed pump. And apparently, I'm told these pumps can actually replace the necessity for the tower. And so a lot of places are just getting rid of them. So I talked to somebody, for example, in the town of Russell, and they were telling me that they're just on the verge of replacing the old tower. They're still using it, but early in 2018, it's going to be going the way of the dodo.
So what happens to these water towers once they're abandoned? Are they just left there? Are any demolished? What happens to them?
Well, I think in some cases they are demolished. Mm-hmm. They're perceived perhaps of being some kind of liability. They might be dangerous if they fell over, for example. But some of them are just left there. I mean, the one in the Union Stockyards has been standing there for decades and nobody seems, you know, in a rush to get rid of it. And in fact, in a few cases I've come across, they even actually actively kept it. So, for instance, the one in Brandon, there's one on the east side of Brandon. It's quite a large one, in fact. They stopped using it in 2005. And in 2011, the city announced they were going to tear it down. And there was such a public outcry that they backed off. And as far as I know, it's going to be kept there for the duration. People seem to think that it's a nice thing to see the water tower, even if it's not a functional thing.
Yeah, why do you think there is such an attachment to this?
I think it's a reminder of the past. It's a reminder of how we used to get our water. And it's sort of a comfort to know that some things stay the same, even though many things around us are changing.
Well, it's interesting because these towers do, you know, because of their size and height, do become part of the skyline and might be prominent for some people's everyday lives.
Absolutely. Well, and that's why, in fact, I was first drawn to the one in St. Boniface. I was actually out with my wife and we noticed on the horizon was this big tank. And it suddenly struck me, that's a scene that you're going to see less and less in the future. And I thought, that would be a good thing to talk about.
Where else might listeners have seen these water towers?
Well, I'll give you a list of the ones in which I have I've seen a tower. There are two in Boisevain. In fact, there's a neat story. The two in Boisevain, one is labeled hot and the other is labeled cold.
I love it.
So I'm not sure if that really means they were hot and cold. I think there was just some whim that somebody painted on the sides of these two tanks in Boisevain. There's, of course, the one I mentioned in Brandon. Killarney has one that's no longer being used. It was recently decommissioned. Manitou, Portage-la-Prairie. The one in Portage, by the way, is at the old Campbell soup plant that we've talked about in this series before. And, of course, to make soup, you need water. And they had a tower for that. Rivers, Russell, Winkler just recently put theirs out of service. And there are two here in Winnipeg, the one in St. Boniface and the one at the old Union Stockyards. But there's others too. I mean, Boisevain, I mentioned Beausejour, Carberry, Carmen, Neepawa, Selkirk, Steinbach, Verdun. Oh, and there's a really nice one in Winnipeg Beach, right overlooking Lake Winnipeg. You'll see it again emblazoned Winnipeg Beach on the side of it, an old railway water tower there. So as far as I know, there's about 20 of them, but you know, I'm thinking there's probably ones that I'm overlooking. So that's why I'm hoping that if listeners know of any others, they might choose to let me know about it. You know, give me a phone call and let me know if there's another water tower that I've overlooked. So if you can call me and leave me a message at 204-474-7469, I'd really appreciate it.
That would be great. Gordon, what's the clue for next month?
Well, not long ago, I had an opportunity to visit a site of the very first fur trade post of the Hudson's Bay Company in the southern part of the province. It was established in 1793, and it only operated for less than 20 years, which means basically that fur trade post has been gone for over two centuries. But the remarkable thing is that there are still quite a few clues of its existence there. I was amazed when I got there that I could still tell there had been a fur trade post there 200 years before.
Can't wait to find out more. Mm-hmm. Gordon, thank you so much, and we'll see you in December.
We will indeed.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.